What's going on, beaches? Welcome to episode 1290. We're almost on the 1300 tip. Thank you so much for being here. It is the Sunday Funday Q&A-ness, and if you're brand new to the podcast, every single Sunday, we do some Q&A. Now, I am traveling, so this will not be live, but I do have questions submitted from members and from also Instagram that I am going to take, and we will go deep on those. So thank you for being here. Make sure to check out the Swolenormous YouTube channel and, of course, The Daily Swole on YouTube, a separate channel at The Daily Swole. So go check it out. Subscribe because the live casts are coming back this week. If you do not want to miss a single live cast, make sure that you subscribe, check out, and go join SwolenormousX.com. Now, if you go to SwolenormousX.com, you will see two different memberships. You'll see Uncensored and Unlimited. Both give you access to the private community and priority access to the Daily Swole podcast when traveling. So you'll be able to catch me live and get inside scoops from and with the fam, which is the best part of Swolenormous. So all you members, all you Swolenormous X members, the Swole fam, what up, beaches? What's going on? We've had a good trip so far. Only a couple days left and then back to the grind. Well, we really never left the grind. It's just a different type of grind. We adjust, we adapt, and we move forward. So thank you so much for being here. Without further ado, let's jump in balls first to episode 1290, the Sun to Fun Day, Q and a Noose.
The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, the bacon is sizzling. Welcome to the Daily Swole.
Testicles. Welcome, everyone, to episode 1290 of the Daily Mother Swole, the most muscular Swolecast, Beardcast, Broadcast, Gangcast, Mancast, Pimpcast, Sleevescast, and Slaycast in the realm, because when I flex, you flex, we all flex our biceps. What's going on, beaches, booshes, busses, hustlers, and ye old hoes? It's your boy, Papa Swole. Oh, what's going on, fam? What's good? What's a good word? Thank you so much for being here. I love you. I love you. I love you. I got a burp. Oh my God, I could not help myself, but I never can. Thank you so much for being here. For those of you that are part of the Swole fam, you know that I've been traveling. You've been catching the private live casts in the private Facebook group. So I hope you're enjoying all of those. And for those of you that only catch the podcast, well, what up? What's going on again? It's been a good trip. It's been a real good trip, and we're still going strong. Got a couple days left, so we will be back to the regular live stream sessions. And still crushing every day, still doing the daily, still doing all this stuff that I normally do, interacting with all of you and trying to fight the internet or the lack thereof of the internet. It's so brutally bad. I have to disconnect and then reconnect and then do a couple things on the webpage and on like a website in Chrome. And then I have to like disconnect it again because it'll die. It'll just stop. It'll just stop working. And I have no fucking idea why. It's just so bad. So, one, it's nice to disconnect, and two, it's a pain in the fucking ass because I can barely do things that are functional for what I need to do for my work. So it's cool, but it's also, fuck, why can't it just be a little bit better? Like, a little bit? A little bit? Like, can I just get a little bit of fucking internet? Please. Like, a little fucking internet. Anyway, all right, let's get into the questions. So this is the Sunday Funny Q&A. Welcome to the Sunday Funny Q&A. So if you're new, and I explained this a little bit in the pre-roll. This is where I am going to answer questions. So I got a lot of questions from Instagram. So we're going to jump right into those Instagram questions and from members on Swolenormous X. So I asked questions. I'm just going to go into some of the topics right away, and we'll see where it goes. We'll see what kind of questions were asked, and we'll take those as far as I want to take them. So first question. And I'm not even going to read names because they're all over the place. I took screenshots, so fuck it. All right. First question. Are you single? Nope. Papa Swolio. Papa Swolio is Papa for a reason. You got to have a Mama Swolio if you're Papa Swolio. So I am not single. Second question. Or next question. Or fifth question. Or millionth question. Because we do these every fucking Sunday. It's fucking awesome. I need some water. I need some hydration. I can tell the kind of questions I'm going to get are going to be fucking brutal. Water break. Okay, next question. How do I prevent muscle atrophy? By lifting weights and eating properly. What the fuck does that mean? How do I prevent it? You need context. Do you have an injury? I can't answer that question. You prevent muscle atrophy by building fucking muscle and training your fucking muscle. You heard? All right. Question, let's see. How to do a proper body recomposition by building muscle and focusing on your nutrition. Like, really, let's stop this whole, I want to lose weight, I want to lose fat and build muscle. Well, if you're a fucking beginner or you're 400 pounds, that's more likely. If you're trying to recomp, just strength train and do an elimination diet, cut out all the bullshit and your body will figure it out. No fucking joke. Your body will take care of it. We have to stop complicating this fucking shit. A body recomp. Are you going to get in there and be measuring every last fucking ounce of food that you consume? Are you going to be literally just measuring every last calorie and macros and hitting it exactly the same way and getting perfect fuck? Like, why bother with that kind of intricate, like, nonsense? It's like a pipe dream. You want to build, but you want to cut. You want to gain, but you want to lose. Your body needs exposure to weights regularly for fucking years. Lift weights, don't overeat, eliminate all the junk, eliminate all the inflammatory foods, get rid of dairy, get rid of gluten and grains and shit like that. No processed fucking sugars, cut the soda, the fruit juice, the shit. Get some good sleep, hydrate, meditate, yoga, fucking train like a beast, and you will crush. Don't worry about recomp, worry about the basics and crush those. Fuck yeah, one answer. Next question, how to beat a sugar addiction. Well, you got to start focusing on your nutrition and reasons for you to improve your nutrition. So to beat a sugar addiction, I would do an elimination diet. I would increase fats personally. I would get a good support system. I would approach nutrition, not super strict, but I would set very small and easily attainable goals for what you should be eliminating. Things that you can cut out forever and literally lock down, progressive habit building. So it's a long question with a lot of content that I can add to that, but that's where you should be starting Googling and looking into. Question, not a question. Okay, not a question. Just want to say thank you for helping me invest in my overall health. You're very welcome. Next question, what don't you eat? What you don't eat? A lot of fucking things. Next question. People who hate on man buns and beards wore mullets unironically. What the fuck kind of question is that? Instagram, you're fucking brain dead, yo. Anyway, all right. What are the benefits of using minimalist shoes for training? The same benefits as you should be using every fucking moment. You should never be wearing garbage shoes. As little as possible. The benefits, why do minimalist shoes, aka your bare fucking feet, what are the benefits of using your body? What are the benefits of using your fucking muscles in your feet? What are the benefits of using your ligaments and your bones and your tendons and your fucking feet and your ankle? How is this even a question? What are the benefits? You think you're supposed to wear fucking big old coffins and big old fluffy circles on your feet? It's so fucking weird. It's everything. Proper posture, better strength in my experience, better movement, less risk of pain and improper dynamic and static posture with the ankle joint and the hips and the knees and the neck and everything. It's fucking amazing. Start slow though. Google it. Especially if you're looking into barefoot, like don't just go into start running or doing anything crazy barefoot all of a sudden out of nowhere. That's what I meant by Googling it. Like slow progression. Don't just jump into it. Any suggestions on how to effectively strengthen my lower abs after a C-section? Planks, vacuums, training, free weights, and you can Google the rest of that. I'm not a pregnancy expert, but the same as anyone else would train, literally the same as anyone else would train. And plus there might be some maybe extraneous little nuanced exercise that could help you, but the same basics. You still have a body. You still have the same body as anyone else. You might not have the same muscles. You might have some parts removed. You might not be able to activate them as well. There's a lot of different things that are unique to individuals. So you might have to just adjust based on your personal needs and what you have clearance to do. Gains and shredded, question mark. I want to get bigger but drop the belly fats. How? Follow my content. Focus on all the fundamentals. You really need to go and listen and read and study and apply. That's way too. I want to get bigger, but drop the belly fat. Start with an elimination diet and a good strength training program. Go. friend sent me an article about eating for your blood type. What are your thoughts on that? I never really looked into it too much. I mean, I think, are there correlations or is there actual evidence for it? I don't know. I'm not aware of it. But, you know, I think a lot of people definitely with genetics, I'm sure that certain people, because it's proof, some people like veganism and some people do better with veganism and some people do better on carnivore and eating protein, you know, animal protein. I mean, some people just thrive differently. A lot of people don't. A lot of people try to force those things on themselves. So thoughts on Jeff Cavalier. I actually do not watch much of his content, but he looks like he knows his stuff. He's extremely popular, I'm sure, for a reason. And yeah, he's a very accomplished physical therapist and he puts out pretty good content. I just don't watch much of it, but I know of him. I'm aware of him. What are your thoughts? What context are you talking about that? What context is that question coming from? Will you ever randomly do a video on your pets? I don't know what that means because I do lots of videos with lots of animals. Papa Swolio has a fucking Instagram account. So I don't know what that means. My massive balls are fucking up my deadlift form. What do I do? Stop being a bitch and deadlift properly. Because if you can't deadlift because of ball size, you're not deadlifting properly. Will I go to the gym tomorrow? You goddamn right, bitch. Well, you're an idiot because you answered your own fucking question. Down 25 pounds from highest weight. Thanks for being an inspiration and telling the truth. Cool. That's a statement, but I appreciate it. What do you think of the flavored protein powders assimilating junk food? I'm assuming you're referring to maybe a protein powder that is like cookies and cream. I think it's all gross. I think it's all gross. Artificial sweeteners. It's not real fucking food. You know, it sounds like it is. It's not. Oh, whey protein, hemp protein. Eat some fucking food. You don't need a protein powder. You literally do not need a protein powder. You'll get plenty of protein from fucking food. For real. You will. You do not need protein powders. And they're using junk food to get you to want to fucking eat it because your taste buds are so jacked up and you're so addicted to shit. They can sell you if they call it fucking strawberry cheesecake. It's marketing. Marketing on addiction. And it's legal. Okay. Any beginner workouts for a mom who's giving up BS excuses but feels like shit when looks in the mirror? Any beginner workouts? How am I going to answer? Yes, yoga and a strength training program. Any of them. Start. You want amazing programs? Go to SwollenArmistX.com and sign up today. Or go on YouTube and Google a yoga video free. Or again, join SwollenArmistX and do our yoga class in our yoga studio. I mean, if you're asking questions about someone who's giving up BS excuses, then don't ask fucking questions anymore. Start taking action. Go. Go. What do you want me to say? Do beginner workout this. You're not going to do it. Are you going to hear me say, like, how are you going to do it? How are you going to check form? Like, start something. Start. Start. Go. You're on death row. What's your last ever meal of choice? Probably ribeye, bacon, whatever. I'm not on death row. I wouldn't do something that fucking dumb. If you couldn't be in fitness, what would you be in? Fitness. That's why I'm in fitness. I don't think about things that I don't want to do. Why are people so sensitive? Good fucking question. Because they're entitled and they don't want to be taking responsibility for their own mishaps and their own shitty situation. People are fucking bitches. Bottom line. They're raised to be bitches. We have it too fucking easy in this country, in this world. We have it way too easy. Simple. We have it too easy. People have too much going for them. Even the fucking poorest people have goddamn iPhones in this country and everyone wants to bitch and moan about stupid shit. Politics and fucking nonsense. People are sensitive about everything. Don't call me fat. Why? Because you're fucking fat. Oh, don't call me fat. It's not nice. It's fat shaming. Then don't be fat. I can make fun of you for having a big nose. I can make fun of you fat shaming. Well, you have a big nose. No, I don't. That's you should be nose acceptance. We need nose acceptance. Well, what? I can't say a fact. You have a big nose. You have big ears. You have an ugly face. That's an opinion. But your obesity is not an opinion. That's a fact. whether or not you have diabetes in the moment, like all these things we talk about, shit, people are shamed for everything. Fucking Jewish people have been shamed and executed for their beliefs for thousands of years. So you're complaining about feeling, get your feelings fucking hurt because you are overweight, because you ate yourself and that your fat is just hanging over all your clothes and you can barely move because you're overweight. And then you're going to get offended when someone calls you out on it and tells the fucking truth. Look, just because you don't want to be that way doesn't change the fact that you are that way. But what you can change is your shitty fucking attitude about your situation that you put yourself in. So stop being a dumb cunt. Not a question, but you the man, love the attitude and the gains. Why, thank you. Let's go into some of the previous questions. I answered some of these on Instagram before, but I'm going to answer them again because they're kind of good questions. Some of them are just really fucking stupid, but we'll repeat it again. How effective is creatine? It depends on your experience, your goals, your training. Some people react better to creatine than others. Some people really respond well. Some people don't really need it too much. And it depends on your diet and all that stuff. Do I eat lots of vegetables and fruit? I eat a lot of fruit and vegetables. Yeah, some. I don't like pound vegetables or anything. Let's see. If we just started working out, is it okay to just eat meat and veggies? That question can't even be answered. If we just started, is it okay to just eat meat? As opposed to what? Do an elimination diet. Seriously, like figure your shit out. Figure your shit out. Listen, the reason why I can literally just say, go do an elimination diet. You need to take some fucking responsibility and some investment, some time investment in your own shit. You need to put some fucking time into your nutrition. Figure out your own fucking shit. Seriously, let's get this together, fam. Come on. Come on. Let's start the week off right. Full body or split? That's not even a coherent question. For what? What's your experience? What are you trying to accomplish? How much time do you have? What kind of work volume do you need? All depends on your goals. For someone that's just getting started at the gym, what's your recommendation for a workout? Fucking Christ. People, these questions are terrible. There's no bad question, but there are weak and lazy questions. What's my recommendation for a workout? Do yoga. Boom. La 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 la. Boom. Does working out in the AM burn more fat than any other time of day? I think it's better psychologically and it's better with the circadian rhythm to work out first thing in the morning, but I would just work out when you can. If you can work out in the morning, I think it's better for your schedule, but that's an opinion. All right, let's see. We got some more questions. Went through those. Let's see if we got some more. I got such bad internet. I can barely pull up the questions. Oh, man. Jesus fucking Christ. Can't even get some of this stuff. Bam, 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 bam. All right. Okay, so that being said, all right, I can't even load up that to see the other questions. Okay, let's talk a little bit more about one of these subjects because a lot of those questions, those are funny. A lot of those were from Instagram, and of course, Instagram. Look, you're listening to this. I love you. I love you. I don't care about the questions. I know a lot of those are stupid, but you know, you're asking me a question. I can answer the way I want. But the questions, a lot of questions are fucking lazy. And I don't think there's a bad question, but I think there are questions that really have no effort behind them. I think that's very telling. I think it's very telling of how our country works, the United States, and how people just don't, you have a phone, right? You have a phone that you can Google, you type in something, boom, that shit will come up fucking yesterday and you'll get a billion results. And then you might say, well, there's so many, what do I choose from? Give me a break. You'll find exactly what you want in the first four or five. That's why Google is as big as it is. That's why it's big time, because they know exactly what you want. They know exactly what you want because you're a human being like so many other human beings. You type in what you're looking for. They know what you're looking for before you even fucking type it in because they've been listening to you for the past 6 years. So that being said, there's no bad questions, but there's lazy fucking questions. So when it comes to getting started, a lot of those questions I just went through were about getting started. People that keep asking, what do I do to get started? that's your problem in itself. That's the problem, is that you're asking how to get started rather than just fucking starting. You don't have legs. You can't walk. Can you do push-ups? You know what a fucking push-up is? You know what a push-up is? Go for a walk. Go to the gym. Go watch YouTube videos. Go online and type in beginner program. Like, there's so many different ways to start. So many different ways to start. But if I had to tell 1,000 people of varying experience, literally of varying experience, of various postural distortions, of various pains and issues and health concerns, the number one thing that I could tell a huge audience, a large group of people, where to start would be yoga. Yoga is scalable. Yoga, you don't need equipment, so you can't complain I don't have any money. You can't complain you don't have time because you could do it in 15 fucking minutes. You could just do a shorter little flow. You can hit every muscle group, every body part, and work on strength. You'll be inhibiting muscles that are used too much. You'll be activating muscles that are underused. You'll be improving and integrating your muscle coordination, your balance, your just your awareness, your proprioception, your kinesthesia, everything. You will be improving. You'll be improving everything. It's soothing with the brain, right? It's psychologically soothing. It's like a moving meditation. You will benefit in every fucking way. And that's literally where you need to be starting. So many people are just wondering, oh, where do I start lifting? Fine, you're not ready yet. You've been sitting for 20 fucking years. Don't go and just add tension to your body. You need to teach your body how to move again. And most of you think you know how to move. Most of you think you're okay. Most of you think you're in a good starting spot. And honestly, 99% of you are probably 99% worse than you think you are. You think you're healthier. You think you're more flexible. You think you're more mobile. You think you're stronger than you are. You've been doing the wrong shit or no shit for years, for 5 years, for 10 years. You've been doing nothing or you're doing stuff wrong. You need to fix the fucking shit before you add load, before you overload. You need to fix your foundation. Fix your foundation. You need to start from the ground up. All right? You need to start from the ground up. And that begins with yoga. That's the best place to start. I'm going to leave you with that. I want you to take that away from this episode. Real short, short and sweet. It's also fucking late, and those questions were so fucking weak. Weak. The weak sauce. The weak sauce. Some of those questions were so fucking weak. I didn't even get into the member questions. I sent out a text in Swole Text to submit questions. I can't even access it. Fucking internet, man. The fucking internet. And no, I'm not salty today. I just thought I would take a little bit of an aggressive approach to those questions. And it was spurned by the first couple questions. Let me see, a couple more just popped up. Let's see here. Dun, 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 dun. Nah, I love you guys. I love you. I love you sometimes. So let's see what else has been going on. Going to do a little bit of yoga, going to do a little bit of stretching right now, and then hop into bed. Got a big day tomorrow of who knows what, of not being able to access the internet, but it's nice. Take some time to unplug. Take some time to take a deep breath. Meditate, which I'm going to do as well. I'm feeling good. And it sounds like you might be Papa Soy was fucking angry this episode. No, I'm not. I'm feeling good. Feeling good. But I'm feeling good in the sense that I am even, if you thought I was over people's bullshit, if you thought that I was like not giving a fuck about what other people thought already, man, I give so many fewer fucks right now about what people think. And it's so fucking funny when people think that they can get under my skin or get a rise out of me. I get trolls now and again. I get some trolls like saying stupid shit about my fucking hair or my beard or something. God, it's embarrassing for them. It's so embarrassing the way people behave. People thinking that I'm angry or that I'm arguing or that I have hate. I don't have any fucking hate. I don't have any hate, right? Let's say, take it for example, for like my YouTube videos. If you think I hate anyone that I talk about, get the fuck out of here. I would not waste that kind of emotion or brain space on those people. Even if I make 10 to 15 videos about someone on YouTube, I don't give a shit. I really don't. I really don't give a shit. I don't give a shit in the sense that I'm not going to let it actually negatively affect my life. Okay? This is what we have to learn. We have to learn that commentary is important. We have to learn that the reality of situations and truth is important. And finding your own truth is also important. So if you truly, and here's the thing, you ready for this? If you take offense to something that anyone says, okay, that's your problem. That is the real problem. If you take offense to something that someone says, it's not them, it's you. Now, this is not a joke. This is not a test. This is the reality. How you internalize shit, if you pay attention to it, it's going to affect you. Someone might be, quote, hating on you. Well, are you engaging with it? Are you letting it in? You can notice it. You can see it. It's like, okay, you feel bad for the person. Fucking move on. You can't let anyone hold you back from what you're doing. You can't let anyone keep you from answering questions. So for everyone that asked me a question, I love you. Thank you for the questions. But it's a Sunday Funny Q&A-ness, and I'll rip on shit however I like, and I like it. But you can't let anyone, don't let anyone slow you down. Don't let anyone hold you back. Don't let anyone tell you that you can't. And don't wait for answers all the time. You know what I mean? Don't wait for answers. Don't wait to find out more all the time. You're going to learn so much more with applying. You're going to learn so much more by executing. You're going to learn so much more by just doing. And a lot of people just don't do. A lot of people just ask questions, but don't take action. A lot of people think and research and think and judge and gauge and weigh the option of this and that. Fucking do. Go do. Go take action. Go make it happen. Go do it. Go do it. Start. And focus on the basics. Focus on the fundamentals. Focus on the foundation. Focus on the foundational pillars. Focus on eliminating those foods. Oh, you struggle? You don't want to give up dairy? You don't want to give up grains? Then fucking don't give it up. But stop complaining when you don't lose the gut. Stop complaining when you still feel bloated. Stop complaining when you can't blah, blah, blah. Everyone wants something, but they never want to sacrifice. All this shit is a sacrifice. Everything that you do is a sacrifice. Every fucking thing that you do is a sacrifice, because anything that you do, you're spending time doing that, not spending your time doing other things. So it's time to double down. It's time to lock shit down. It's time to get serious. It's time to stop passing off responsibility to other people. Shut off. Close your eye range, right? Get those fucking blinders like at the Kentucky Derby, like a horse, like a racehorse. Get those blinders on and let's fucking go, fam. I can't wait to do more. I can't wait to get back to the flow. I can't wait to get back and start crushing shit. I'm ready. I'm fucking ready. I hope you're ready, fam. Love you. Thank you so much for joining me for episode 1290 of the Daily Mother Swole, the Sunday Funday Q and Anus. Thank you so much for being here. I will see you tomorrow. Well, you won't see me. I will be in the Swole Normous private community. So if you are ready to hook in, you can get access with uncensored and unlimited memberships. Go check out SwoleNormousX.com, and I will see you tomorrow for the live stream. Thank you so much for joining. We got some big releases in Swole Normous X tomorrow. And when I go live, it'll be the accountability meeting. So I will be laying it all down. So I'll see you tomorrow. You'll hear me tomorrow. And if you're a Swolenormous X member, I will see you tomorrow for 1291. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks for listening. Thanks for getting your ear holes banged. I hope you're fucking ready to crush the day. And I'll see you tomorrow, or hear you tomorrow, or you'll hear me, or whatever. Pinch your nibs. Doesn't matter. 1291. Peace, McGee's. Deuce, McGoose. Ya boy. A Papa Swolio. Oh. Out.